prayer, to know Him. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection. That's Philippians 3:10 and John 17:3. Now, this is eternal life, that they know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. We're embarking on a series on prayer this summer. Is there any aspect of following Jesus more vague and ambiguous? When I ask how many in my audience are comfortable and confident in their prayer life, I rarely get anyone raising their hands. When I ask for questions concerning prayer, I typically get the same general questions. I've listed a few at the bottom. What questions do you have? Most of our questions are similar to, how do I pray? What is the proper way to pray? But if we think about our questions, we must admit they typically center around this underlying worry. How do I ask to get what I'm asking for? Now, asking for what we want is perfectly acceptable to the Lord, but it is just the starting point of prayer and a most elemental aspect, to be sure. Jesus tells us that living in the kingdom now is to know the only true God and Jesus Christ. Stop and ponder that for a moment. Eternal life, the A-plus life to the full, the deeper life, the living heaven on earth life now is all about knowing your Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus. This is an astounding promise. Do not miss that. So how do we get to know them? We pray. But we don't just ask for things in our prayers. No one is going to get to know anyone by just asking for things from them. No, we engage in an ongoing, on and off, throughout the day conversation with our Heavenly Father and our best friend, Jesus. That is how we get to know them. Think about this scenario. You are asked to introduce someone to the others in the room, but you do not really know that person very well. You stiffen up a bit. You might be able to stutter out a few facts. He's married. I think he has children. He works at the bank. You would likely not be particularly comfortable. Now, then, let's change the scenario. You are asked to introduce one of your dear friends, perhaps a childhood buddy. Your whole countenance would change. Your face breaks into a smile. You visibly relax, and you start to tell stories. Stories about all your experiences together. Yes, you might include a few facts, but your real joy will be in reliving all the times you shared. Now, imagine being asked to introduce Jesus. Let's see. He is the Son of God. He walked on water. He fed 5,000. He changed water to wine. But his personal joys and disappointments? Gee, I don't really know. Does anyone? Do you have a multitude of stories to share about your experiences together with Jesus? Both in good times and difficult times, intimate times as well as fun times? Would you be relaxed and even excited to have the opportunity to introduce Jesus? Or would you be uptight, not really knowing what to say, not really having any personal experiences upon which to draw? Over all these years of doing men's ministry and just doing life in general, I have found that I get to know someone by spending time with them. That's obvious. But I can meet and greet a man for a year in our weekly 721 meetings and only know the facts about him. Yet with one visit on the porch, I start to get to know him. Know him, not facts about him. True friendships surface when we engage in conversations about and with each other, our lives, our hopes, our fears, our joys, our disappointments. That is prayer. It can be just that simple. Here are just a few prayer questions. Does it work? Are there things you should not pray for? For example, personal financial success, other personal concerns that are solely for my own benefit. How often? On my knees, standing up, eyes closed, hats off? Is corporate prayer more effective than individual prayer? Does the number of people praying help? By praying, can we change God's plan for a person or situation? Can we really change God's mind? Those are just a few.